It's time now for our community connection, and I've got Sue Dieter, who you've been in a lot before. Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing good.
Yeah, good, good. And, well, our guest today is Naomi Skulan. Skulan?
Skulan.
Skulan, I apologize. I just asked you that 5 minutes ago, and I already messed it up. Naomi Skulan, a University of Minnesota Morris Associate Librarian. So, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about our oral history projects. And so, I was on about 6 months ago and talking about this project, and we've kind of moved forward a little bit, so I thought I'd come back on. So,
okay, yeah.
We are doing two oral history projects with folks in the community. So the two projects broadly are, one is on Main Street business. And so by Main Street business, we just mean businesses in the community, talking to folks about who have owned businesses. Maybe they don't own them anymore, but they have owned them in the past, or who currently have a business, trying to get a sense of what business in a small town in rural Minnesota looks like. So we've been doing lots of oral histories on that project and looking to find some more folks who might be interested in interviewing. And then we're also got a project on childhood in the 50s and 60s in West Central Minnesota. So folks who were kids or teenagers in the 50s and 60s, we kind of want to hear about what those experiences were like, because we recognize that a lot of the work that's been done, like telling the history of childhood, has been done in more urban places. And so we want to kind of collect those histories about what childhood was like here in West Central Minnesota compared to, you know, in an urban, more urban place. And so what we're looking for is, we are looking for folks who are willing to volunteer their time to tell their story. And we've got folks who are trained interviewers who would be going and interviewing. We've got all the equipment. We also are looking for more interviewers. So if you think that sounds really interesting, but you don't fall within one of those two groups, you weren't a child in the 50s and 60s, and you don't own a business, you could still be involved by being an interviewer. And we've been training folks from the community to do these oral histories.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. And so where we're at right now is, we have actually done about 15 interviews or oral histories with folks. And so right now we're working on getting them transcribed and put online. And then they'll be available for everyone to listen to. So
nice.
We're hoping that by, say, August, by the fair, that we'll have quite a few of them online. And then we're going to kind of showcase them at the fair at a booth, where we'll have a link where people can just go to that link and they can listen to, or they can read the oral histories and kind of learn a little bit more about our community.
Wow, that's a lot of great information. A lot of cool stuff coming up here. It's very important, really, for those kinds of things to be done, because I'm thinking about it and it's like, well, I really don't know a lot about even some of my own family half the time, let alone the community that I choose to live in, you know.
And what we've found is that we have a bunch of oral histories that were done in the 70s by the university and by students in a lot of cases. And they're really, really valuable. You know, we just worked on digitizing them about 5 years ago. So they're available online now. And we have had a lot of people contacting us and saying, hey, I didn't know my grandpa had done an oral history, and now I listened to it and it was so wonderful. Or I learned so much about this aspect of Morris. You know, we have a bunch on a lot of different businesses in town, like the hardware shop. We have a bunch on the senior center. We have a bunch on school consolidations. And so we have a lot of different oral histories from like the 70s. And so we want to add to those. And we thought, we just have to get started. We have to just do it. And get out there.
Well, I think it's a really great idea. It's almost like an easier time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because you could just record it and then it's there forever and you don't have to worry about digging anything up.
Exactly.
That's really neat. So if somebody wanted to be a part of that, how do they get a hold of you? How do they go about doing that?
Yeah. So folks can give me a call or send me an email. And so I'm going to give both. So my phone number is 320-589-6174. So that's 320-589-6174. Or they can send me an email at skulann, which is SKULANN at morris.umn.edu.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. All right. Yeah. Sounds great. Is there anything else you guys would like to add today?